Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
You're ready. You don't know what you've got to be ready for, do you? I've had a phenomenal week. Pastor Clive and myself were at a Battle for Europe conference that's for leaders from across Europe in Croatia. The conference was held in Croatia, and it was a really exceedingly powerful and anointed time. And then yesterday I was speaking at Andy Elm's conference in Portsmouth, and again, such a powerful, impacting time from God. And the other speaker there yesterday was Karen Wheaton, who is going to be coming to Faith Camp. Let me tell you, you do not want to miss Faith Camp this year. She is one anointed lady, and God is going to be doing such great and mighty, wonderful things. So, you know, I was sort of really up, and when I was up very early this morning to pray, I thought, okay, Lord, I've seen you do so much this week. And I was ready to receive whatever God wanted to say to me. And he said, Colin, you participate in my business enterprise. And I thought, what? Business enterprise? God has never spoken to me like that before. And he said, yes, you are participating in my business enterprise. And you're on the board as one of the directors of this business. And my purpose is going to be fulfilled through this business enterprise. Now, I realized that God was talking about the kingdom and or his church. And I thought, wait a minute, we test everything by the word of God. And I said, Lord, business enterprise? He said, yes, many of my parables about the kingdom are about business enterprise. The servants that have to be faithful in fulfilling what their master has asked of them. The parables of the talents and of the miners, where people are expected to put the resources that God gives them to use, to multiply them, to bring back to their master the increase that they have produced through their faithfulness. And I thought, yeah, God is right. Has he ever not been right? The life of the kingdom is a business enterprise. And then he said, every one of my children therefore belongs to this enterprise. Now, if you think of a business, nobody gets employed in a business to do nothing. That business would fail miserably if it employed people to do nothing. So when you engage people for a business enterprise, they all have work to do, every single one. And the success or otherwise of that business enterprise depends upon everybody fulfilling their particular task or the work that they have to do within that company, within the kingdom. Well, all that's pretty obvious. Then the Lord said to me, but you do not engage people who are counterproductive to the purpose of the company. You do not bring into the works any who in any way are opposed to the objectives of that particular company. Everybody that is part of it has to be wholeheartedly committed to the welfare of that company and to the objectives of that company. Is this too deep for you? Usually if I can understand it, anybody can understand it. And I'm not a businessman, but I can understand this much. Neither, the Lord went on to say to me, neither would the people that belong to the company and are working for the good and the welfare of the company allow into their lives. Now, I can only use the word he used. Anything that would make them a traitor to the objectives of the company. I thought, wow, what is this? In other words, the Lord said, nobody would be working in an underhand way for the enemies of the company. You would regard anybody who is doing that as, well, that's a traitor. They appear to be with us, but actually they're serving the competition. Are you breathing? You're very, very quiet. So I thought, yeah, right, okay. So the Lord said it's important, therefore, that every member of the company, everybody who is engaged in the work of this business enterprise, make sure that there is nothing in their lives or in their attitudes that serves the competition. Now, the only one who is opposed to this business enterprise of the kingdom is, of course, the devil. He is the enemy. And what he would do to seek to undermine the effectiveness of God's kingdom people is to sow negative things into the hearts and lives of people so that they do not fulfill fully the function that God has for them as part of that company. Now, putting that very simply, it means that the enemy is opposed to every one of us to try to make us ineffective in God's call upon our lives. And so the Lord went on to speak to me about the need, therefore, to exercise authority over everything that comes against us. Now, that is something all of us, or pretty well all of us, would be well aware of. But I think God was putting his finger on something more than just the awareness that we have an enemy and that he has to be overcome. In the last few days, God has been speaking about the need to cast out the spirit of malignancy. Malignancy is what causes death. And behind so many works of the enemy is a spirit of malignancy. Because he is the thief who wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, he wants to do that physically in people's lives, and of course, not only in those who belong to the kingdom, but into people generally. So you think of a disease such as cancer. Now, that's not the only malignant disease, but it is a malignant disease. And you know that when people have tests physically, they want to know whether the tumor or the lump or whatever it is malignant or not. And if it's deemed not to be malignant, there's a big sigh of relief. But if the diagnosis is that it is malignant, then some action, and very often radical action, is needed to be taken and has to be taken immediately in order to counteract the malignancy. And what the Lord has been showing me is the same thing is true spiritually. That behind every attack of the enemy, there is a malignant agenda as far as the enemy is concerned. Because he is the thief who steals, kills, and destroys. So this morning we're going to cast out that malignant spirit. So it can have absolutely no effect in the lives of any one of us personally or in the life of this church corporately. Now that means that if there are any cancer cells in the life, any malignant cancer cells in the body of any person in this room, they will be cast out this morning and you will not see the development of that cancer in your life, but you will be set completely free through the authority and the power of the name of Jesus, without question. Because every malignant spirit has to bow to the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, there is a malignant agenda as far as the enemy is concerned, behind every unclean spirit. Unclean spirits attack every believer. If you're not attacked by unclean spirits, the likelihood is you're not walking with Jesus. Now, they can take a whole variety of forms. Lust, greed, jealousy, anger, bitterness, all those are malignant. They eat away inside of a person's life, just as cancer eats away physically. These things eat away spiritually. And they need to be cast out. It doesn't mean you have a demon within you. It just means that there's an influence of the enemy that is eating away in your spiritual life, and it does not belong in you. And it does not belong in this body. So all those malignant, unclean spirits are going to get cast out this morning. I said all of them. And I mean all of them. So every person here is going to be liberated and set free from any spirit of malignancy, either physically or spiritually, that is afflicting them. Of course, God is going to require your cooperation in that, and I'll come to that in a moment. Not only do these things attack us personally, but attack us corporately. I move around quite a lot, so does Pastor Clive, all through the church spectrum. And let me tell you, there are few congregations in the whole of this nation that are as anointed as this one. And I don't say that just because I'm part of the body here. That is the reality. But there should be much more growth in this church than we see. We're seeing some steady growth, but this place should be packed out several times a day, because if we were in a major city with the anointing that we have now, that would be the reality. Because of the greater number of people that would be accessible. So there is something here that corporately needs to be resolved. We need to take authority over every one of those malignant spirits that have actually been sent by the devil to try to restrict the influence of this church and of Kingdom Faith. Now, we know the leadership here. We very well know many of the means that the enemy has used to try to prevent growth, even to take people away from the congregation here. We know that. But we're not contending with flesh and blood, because our battle is not with flesh and blood. If people have been used or misused by the enemy, God will deal with them. If they're his children, he will deal with them. That's not our job. It's not our responsibility. But it is our responsibility to take authority over any of the spirits that have motivated them, or any spirits that the enemy is using to actually hinder and prevent the growth and influence of this church that God intends. Now, I know that we're right on the edge of a major expansion of the work here. In other words, if we get back to the analogy that God was using at the beginning, this company is about to explode. It's going to expand, and it's going to expand rapidly. But God has to get everything in the right place before it expands rapidly. But God is not content with just a small company, because there's a whole nation to take for the gospel. And what is true here is true also of the other congregations of Kingdom Faith. I know the anointing that is up in Scarborough, for example, and Taunton, and how that anointing is so much stronger than most of the other churches in those areas. And yet, although there is growth, there is not the amount of growth that is really commensurate to the anointing that they have. And that's because of the restrictive agenda of the enemy. So I believe that what we do here this morning is going to have a repercussive effect right the way through Kingdom Faith and everywhere where we have influence, and many of the churches that relate to us. And I believe that God put it on my heart this morning to do this today, because tomorrow we have our leaders' conference, where the leaders of churches who relate to us come together from Monday to Wednesday. And I believe that God is going to break something here this morning. I know he's going to break something here this morning, because the enemy cannot withstand the power and authority that Jesus Christ has given us. So we've only got to exercise it in order to see the victory. But I believe that the victory we establish here this morning is then going to have a repercussive effect upon all those leaders during this week. And as a result of that, they will see greater anointing upon their churches, and they will see the expansion for which they are all praying and believing. So what happens here in the next half an hour or so is going to have effect far beyond anything that we could see or even actually know at this moment. But that's okay, because that's scriptural, because God is able to do far more abundantly all that we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So we're not asking God for something this morning. What we're doing is exercising the authority and the power that he's already given us and placed within us. Are you there? So what God desires to see for you personally is victory in your life this morning. Amen. Now, that could be victory physically. Praise God if that's the case. But it certainly needs to be victory spiritually. And you find that when you get the spiritual victory, the physical victory follows. Because the enemy is the same enemy. And he is behind everything that comes against us. Understand that God has never, never, ever desired you to be sick. All the sort of attitude that you find among some Christians, that God has sent this sickness in order to discipline me or to teach me or to do deeper work in me, is absolute nonsense. God will use every opportunity. So when a person goes through a time of sickness, they often come to a greater dependence upon the Lord because they need to depend upon the Lord more. But it isn't God that sent the sickness for that purpose. That's the redeeming power of our Savior, taking something that is evil and turning it to good. Jesus does not deal in evil things. He came and on the cross, he overcame all the power of the enemy. And we read that he has made a public spectacle of the devil and all his demonic forces by overcoming them by the power of his blood and the power of the cross. So Jesus is not sort of God's fall guy where the Father is sending sickness and then sending his Son to heal the sickness. I mean, that's crazy. So when we come under attack physically as well as spiritually, we know that there is an enemy behind that. The enemy that is at work in creation all around us. So it's not just a question, you see, of saying, Lord, heal me, I need your healing. Often we need to take authority over what is behind the sickness, what is causing the sickness. So Jesus says to his disciples, I have given you authority over all the power of the evil one, and nothing will harm you. Yes. Now there's the heart of God. He doesn't want anything in your life that will harm you. He doesn't want anything physically that will harm you. He doesn't want anything spiritually that will harm you. His purpose is that nothing will harm you because he is your child. And those of you that have been parents, are parents, you never want any harm to come upon your children. You do all you can to protect them from harm. So with the Father. But God, in his infinite wisdom and love, not only wants to be a shield of protection around us, not only has he given us the shield of faith with which we're able to quench all the fiery darts that the enemy throws at us. Not only is that the case, but he's also given us the authority, the power, the means to overcome anything that does come against us. So it's as if he wants to be this wall of protection around us. But if for any reason or in any way, that protection gets penetrated by something from the enemy, we have the authority and the power to repel and to cast out that which has come in through that wall of protection. It has to go out again. It cannot stay. We're not allowing it to stay. Now, I, from the platform here, I'm going to pray some authoritative prayers this morning. But if these prayers are going to have effect, and they're not going to be long prayers of many words, it's going to be... Now, you've been reading John's Gospel, right? What God said to me this morning, he said, you are to stand before the people this morning and speak to them as I stood before the tomb of Lazarus and said, come out! And when you say come out, they're all going to come out. All those malignant spirits are going to come out. All of them. But we have to proceed scripturally. So what does the Word of God tell us? Submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, and he will flee. Every malignant spirit is going to flee this morning. And we're going to forbid those spirits to return. Every unclean spirit is going to flee this morning. And they're not going to be able to come back and have another go. Every spirit of infirmity is going to have to leave people this morning. Hallelujah. We're not trying something to see if it works. The enemy has to bow before the name of Jesus. And we're not acting in our own name. We're acting in his name, with his authority, with his power. It's just that he uses human voices to do that. So, your part as a worker in this business enterprise of the kingdom, your participation is essential. Your participation, according to God's word, is first to submit yourself to God. Now, why is that so important? Jesus is Lord. That means he is the ultimate authority. God is God, the great I Am, but he always works through authority because he is God. So when he created, he commanded, because you exercise authority through command. So he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. He commanded it. He commanded then all the subsequent parts of creation, as we read in the book of Genesis. He commanded and he looked and he said, "That's good." Why? Because it's exactly what he intended, what he commanded into being. You see, Jesus commanding, "Get up and walk. Be opened. Your faith has made you well. Lazarus, come out." He's commanding because he has the authority. But you see, he delegates authority. And he says to the disciples, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Therefore, I give to you a delegated authority over all the works of the enemy." Now, your ability to see the authority of God exercised in your life is dependent upon your submission to his authority. This is why Jesus said to the Roman centurion, "I haven't seen such faith in the whole of Israel," which means even among his own disciples. Why? Because, you see, the soldier understood authority. He said, "I have soldiers unto me, and I say, do this, and they do it, and go there, and they go," and so on. But he said before that, he said, "I am a man under authority." As a soldier, as a centurion, he only had authority over the hundreds that were under him because he was submitted to the authority of the general who was over him. If he was not submitted to the general in the Roman army, he would probably be executed or at least reduced to the ranks. So, in any business enterprise, it's so important that the workers are actually under the authority and submitted to the authority of the boss, the one who owns the company, of the directors who run the company. Because the company isn't going to work effectively if people are trying to pull in a different direction from that which is the purpose of the company and the way in which the directors therefore lead the company so it can fulfill its purpose. So in all this, God is summing up how you get victory over the enemy. That the more you submit yourself to the one who is the ultimate authority, the Lord Jesus Christ, the more you are then able to see that authority exercised over anything and everything that comes against you. To put it very simply, the more you are submitted to his authority, the more authority you have. That's really what it means. Now, I'm submitted to the Lord's authority, so I have the Lord's authority, and I'm going to exercise that authority this morning. But you see, what the scripture says is you too, as part of the workforce of this business enterprise, need to be submitted to the authority of the owner. And also submitted to the authority of those that he's placed to run the company. If you're not, the enemy has grounds on which not to flee. Hello? So if you want to see the victory, I mean, if you were in some way not submitted to his authority and to submit it to the company, everybody else here could be set free and you wouldn't be. Why? Because you're not fulfilling what the scripture says. Hello? Because we're not playing spiritual games. You see, when God gives us his word, he knows that what he says will work. But if we try to do things any other way than what he says, it won't work. This is why he said, if you continue in my word, you will be my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But if you try to do things in a way other than the truth, you will not be set free, because it's not God's way. And Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So we have to do things his way. And then we have the freedom, the liberty, the victory that God intends. So what this means in practice is I don't have any authority of my own, but I have his delegated authority. You don't have any authority of your own, but he delegates his authority to you, listen to me, so long as you are in submission to him. But he does not release his authority in the lives of those who are not submitted to his authority. Is anybody in this morning? Something's happening behind the eyes, is it? Hallelujah. So this is not a game. We're talking about life issues because we're coming against things that are malignant, both physically and spiritually. If you have a physically malignant disease, you can witness the evidence of how that eats away at you physically or causes paralysis or whatever. But it has a continuing negative and increasingly negative effect upon your body without the healing of the Lord. But the same thing is true spiritually. There could be some spiritually malignant diseases that are afflicting you, attacking you, and if you do not address them, they will have an increasingly detrimental and negative effect in your life. So, in standing before God this morning and submitting ourselves to him, that means that we stand against not just the enemy, but we repent of any of those negative things that we realize we have allowed to influence us. Gossip, criticism, judgment, condemning others, all malignant diseases, spiritually. All that have a negative effect, not only upon the one who is guilty of those things, but upon those that are influenced through their guilt. All those things have a repercussive effect upon others. That spirit of bitterness is a malignant spirit. So none of those things belong in our lives, because we have the Holy Spirit. We have the spirit of love, the spirit of faith, the spirit of power, the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace. So we're going to get victory. Well, I am. I don't know about you. So there's no point in us talking anymore about it. We're going to get on and do it. And then we're going to have a time of rejoicing afterwards, because, you see, we need to praise the one who gives us the victory, the one who is prepared to suffer on the cross with all that that involved in order that we might have the victory. Without the cross, without the shedding of the blood of Jesus, none of this would be possible. And Jesus knew that. He had to defeat the enemy on the cross in order that his children might be liberated and set free. So as we pray together, we're going to have a time, it can only be a short time within this context of us all being together, but we're going to have a time where you can submit yourself afresh to the authority of Jesus. Now, nobody can lead you in that. That is between you and the Lord himself. But it means that you need to talk to him. And if you realize that any of those negative things has an influence in your life now, you ask for his forgiveness and you tell him, Lord, I want to stand against these things because I realize there have been a negative spirit behind this. The enemy has been at work to try to undermine my confidence, my authority, and my power as a believer. And therefore, because I've allowed those negative things into my life in some measure or other, I am not the worker that you called me to be in your business enterprise. I want to be much more effective worker. Who knows, in the church, everybody is a worker. I can remember once, some years ago, speaking at a big meeting, and I said, stand up, all the church workers. And, you know, I mean, there were probably, I don't know, might have been sort of 2,000 or 3,000 people there, but a handful of people stood up. So I said, stand up, all the church workers. Nobody else moved. So I said, stand up, all the church workers. And it took a few times before people got the point that everybody was supposed to be on their feet. Hello? Because we're all church workers. Church worker isn't someone who gets paid for what he does in the church. Church worker is someone who belongs to the church. Someone who is a citizen of the kingdom. We're all workers. Amen? This is going to be good, isn't it? Let's all get to our feet then. Hallelujah. Now all the church workers are on their feet, are they? I want you first of all just to focus on Jesus. It's usually best to close your eyes so you're not distracted by other things around you. First of all, I want you to thank the Lord that he's made you part of his business enterprise. You might never have thought of it like that. I hadn't before this morning. But he's made you part of his kingdom. He's made you part of his business enterprise. And this kingdom is going to spread throughout the earth. It's going to expand. It's the most successful business there is on the planet. Much more influential than any of the big computer guys. Hallelujah. You are part of the most successful business enterprise on planet Earth. So thank the Lord that he's called you to be a worker. Some of you he's called to be leaders in this enterprise, but every one of us is called to be a worker. You're allowed to thank the Lord aloud. You don't have to stand there like a tombstone. You can actually radiate some life. Hallelujah. And thank the Lord that he called and chose you. He engaged you in this business enterprise. You couldn't sign on. You had to be chosen. Hallelujah. The personnel director took you on the day you were born again. Praise God. You didn't have to apply for the job. When you were born again, God gave you the job. He said, now you're a worker in my kingdom. Now you're a worker in my business enterprise. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So why don't you tell the Lord, Lord, thank you that you've made me a worker in your kingdom. I am dedicated and committed to the cause of your kingdom, to the cause of this business enterprise. I want it to be successful. I want to see your kingdom expand. I want to be faithful in fulfilling the part that you have for me as a worker in your business enterprise, in your kingdom. Now thank the Lord that he's given you all the resources that you need to be successful. He's put his kingdom within you so that Jesus Christ can rule and reign in your life. He's put his spirit within you. He's given you his word. He's given you his anointing. He's given you the power and authority of his name so that whatever you say or do, you can do with the authority of that name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord that he's saved you, not just saved you to go to heaven, but he's saved you from the ravishes of sin. He's saved you from all the destructive desires of the enemy. Because although the enemy would want to steal, kill, and destroy, he has not been able to destroy you. You're standing here today. Hallelujah. Because of the Lord's sovereign protection over your life. And we praise you, Lord. We bless you. We praise your wonderful name. Now, if you realize something malignant has been attacking you, first spiritually, leave the physical things aside for a moment. We'll come to those. But if you realize something has been attacking you, something malignant, something unclean, something that has not come from the Spirit of God, but has been motivated, encouraged, energized by some other spirit. Just identify those things now. The Holy Spirit will help you to do that. Just say, Holy Spirit, just show me. Show me these things. And if you realize that you've allowed yourself to come under the influence of something unclean or something that is not from the Lord like that, repent of that now. Lust, greed, jealousy, selfish ambition, pride, selfishness, anger, self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is a malignant spirit, let me tell you. Whatever it may be, say, Lord, forgive me for allowing any of those unclean things, gossip, condemnation, judgment of others, whatever it may be, forgive me for allowing those malignant things to have any foothold whatsoever in my life. And I ask now for the cleansing of your blood. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, so that none of those wrong spirits have any influence in my life whatsoever. Now, just renew your submission to the authority of Jesus. He forgives you because his word says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So he's forgiven you, he's cleansed you. So now, as a newly cleansed child of God, submit yourself afresh to the authority, to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Submit yourself afresh as one of his workforce in the enterprise of his kingdom. Thank him as you submit yourself to him this morning, so you will be able to resist the enemy in a few moments and he will have to flee. But all those malignant spirits will have to depart and have no further influence over you. They will flee. Now you'll have to stand your ground after that and resist any further attempt of the enemy. But you're going to go out of here this morning free from those things. Now, if there's something malignant physically, just bring that before the Lord also. Maybe cancer, maybe some other kind of wasting disease, maybe any other kind of disease that in some way is restricting and inhibiting you. And you may have prayed for the healing, but you may not have prayed against the malignant spirit that is behind. Spirit of infirmity is a malignant spirit. God is not behind your sickness. The enemy is behind your sickness. But he's not going to steal your health. He's not going to kill you or destroy you. So I want you to speak out loud now, but in your own words, and say, Lord Jesus, I'm submitted wholeheartedly to you, spirit, soul, and body. I place the whole of my life under your authority. You are the authority in my life. You are my Lord. You are my King. You are my Savior. You are my Deliverer. You are my Healer. You are my Provider. You are my all in all. And I submit myself afresh to you. Now, Jesus says that we are to speak to mountains and command them to be moved. But before we do so, we are to believe in our hearts. So I want you now to speak to these things that come against you. It's important that you speak to them, not just wait for me to do that. I'll sort of sum that up in a moment. But you need to say, I now speak against, I stand against those things that have influenced me. I stand against them and I command that they leave my life. That those alien spirits that are behind those things depart from me and have no further influence. I stand against every malignant spirit in the name of Jesus. That no malignancy, either physically or spiritually, will be able to afflict my life. The enemy is not going to steal, kill, or destroy me in any way whatsoever. I stand against every one of those spirits, of those unclean spirits. I tell you, go from my life right now. Right, now let's just sum this up. Are you ready? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare that we are the people of God. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our sovereign King. We are part of His rule and reign. And no devil and no demon has any part in that kingdom. We submit ourselves afresh to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we speak now in His name to every malignant spirit, to every spirit of infirmity, to every unclean spirit. Go!
Go!
In the name of Jesus. Immediately. Go!
Go!
You have no further influence.
You have no further influence.
In my life.
In my body.
I am free.
For the Lord Jesus Christ
has set me free. Hallelujah! 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 Praise you, Jesus! Now we haven't finished. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I claim now your healing life and power. That every damaged area of my life will now be healed. Where there has been damage physically,
you restore me.
Where I have suffered emotionally or in relationships because of those unclean spirits, I thank you now, Lord, for your healing and your restoration. I praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, now, as the body of Christ in this place, we're going to come against everything that has come against us corporately. This is breakthrough time, right? we are now going to see the expansion of this church and of this work in the way that God intends. We're going to see the multiplication that is His purpose. And we're going to begin to see the influence of what God is about to do in the leaders' conference this week. Are you ready? Pray it with me. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The all-victorious name.
The all-victorious name.
We come against.
We come against.
Every malignant spirit.
Every malignant spirit.
Every spirit of division.
Every spirit of division.
Every demonic power.
Every demonic power.
That Leviathan spirit.
That Leviathan spirit.
And every other spirit.
That
the enemy has sent against us to try to restrict the influence of this church and of this work of God. We bind a strong man. We bind all those powers of darkness. And we tell you now, in the name of Jesus, go! You have to leave. You have no further influence over this church, over the leadership, over any member of this church. You are defeated. And this church is now set free to fulfill the purpose of God. It will grow. The work will expand. The multiplication will take place. All the churches that relate will prosper. They will grow. They will see multiplication. The anointing will increase. The empowering of God will be released through the lives of those leaders this week. And we praise the holy name of Jesus, who gives us the victory. Hallelujah! 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 Praise you, Jesus. Let's have the band up. Let's have the band up. We've got to praise God. We've got to rejoice in Him. Oh, Father, we thank You for the victory that You give us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord, You are the God of perfect timing. Thank You, Lord, that this is Your time to do this work. Thank You that You've been building up towards this in the lives of all of us. Thank You, You have chosen this moment. And when You chose the moment, it's always the right moment. And when You choose the way, it's always the right way. And when You choose the work, it's always the right work. And we give You glory. Now, Lord, I just pray for all my brothers and sisters here and for all those that are not here this morning, but all who belong to this body. I pray that every one of us will be faithful in fulfilling the work that You have for us. That like Jesus, who said that He would fulfill all the works the Father sent Him to do, and was able to say at the end of His ministry that He had completed the work the Father sent Him to do. So I pray that every one of us will be able to say that by the time we come to the end of our life here on earth, that we have completed the work that God called us to fulfill in His business enterprise, in His kingdom. And we give Him all the glory. Let's give Him a great big shout of praise.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.